today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Wonderful music. I don't know what you call it, country, Americana. It's just a damn good listen.
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs, it's Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my September new music picks. First up is the band Pot Pot, spelled P-O-T-P-O-T, and their album is called Warsaw 480KM. Came out on September 19th on Filter Records. It's the debut album from the Irish Quintet, who are now based in Lisbon. Their sound is a combination of krautrock and psychedelia, featuring drones, locked-in grooves, and motoric beats. The hype sticker says, recommended if you like Brian Jonestown Massacre, The Velvet Underground, Spacemen 3, and Spiritualized. That sounds right to me. Please play the song WRSW. Is an artist who has already featured on the pod back on episode 1005. Patrick chose Hell for Certain by Gwennifer Raymond as one of his December new music picks. December 2020, I believe. Gwennifer has a new album out. It's her second. It's called Last Night I Heard the Dog Star Bark. Came out on September 5th. On We Are Busybodies Records. Her Instagram page describes her as a primitive Welsh guitar player. After hearing Nirvana's Nevermind at age 8, she asked her parents for a guitar, which she took to very quickly. Then when she heard Nirvana's version of Where Did You Sleep Last Night, she sought out the source material going back to Lead Belly, and eventually making her way to John Fahey, who you can hear all over the record. The song I'd like you to play is Cattywomp. Because all the cool kids are doing it, I'm going to do a third pick this month. It's the self-titled album from The Chords, that's C-O-R-D-S, which came out on September 26th on Slumberland Records. The Chords are Scottish sisters Eva and Grace Tedeschi, and this is their debut album. I think of it as a tonic for the times. It's instantly likable, with their breezy, strumming indie pop that takes me back to the C86 era and bands like Shop Assistants and Tallulah Gosh. Just guitars and drums here, but they sound great. They grew up in a house full of records and attended many shows with their parents. In the end, they knew that they were going to make music together. Since I'm recording this in October, please play the song October. That's it for me this month. As always, I look forward to hearing everybody's picks. In the meantime, keep listening to Suburbs Pod Radio, and I'll catch you next time.
Scotland. Roger Gray.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. It's Roger Grace in a beautifully sunny autumnal Montrose in Scotland. Three picks from me this month, all from Scottish artists, and a couple of honourable mentions to start with. The first from Nottingham Metallers, As December Falls, new single out called Bathroom Floor, which came from the August release of their latest album, Everything's on Fire, But I'm Fine. The second honourable mention, Robert Plant, who's teamed up with Susie Dean to bring out the Saving Grace album that came out in September. It's an interesting mix of music. I can't say I was ever a big Led Zeppelin or Rob Plant fan, but this is, it's really sort of caught my ear, and especially with him being on Jules Holland a couple of weeks ago. It's wonderful music. I don't know what you call it, country, Americana. It's just a damn good listen. So that's another honourable mention. On to the actual music. So we start off with The Chords, who've just released their eponymous and debut LP this month. It's two sisters, Eva and Grace Tedeschi. They come from Inverkip, which is just west of Glasgow, to give you some reference. It's, when you think about them, they're a bit like the White Stripes. It's one's on guitar, one's on drums. It's 13 songs, 30 minutes of wonderful music. They're a bit like the Linda Lindas, and to my ear, but they quote The Cure and BMX Bandits as reference points for them in terms of groups they're inspired by. The song I'd like you to play from this album is called Fabulist. Second pick is from the alt indie five-piece band from the west coast of Scotland called Slicks, and they've got a new single out called Gut Bunch. They've been around since about 2022. 2024, they were voted one of the best new live acts to go and see, and they're a jolly good listen as well. I've just stumbled across them recently. We'll be right back. And finally, my third pick comes under the category, I should say, of It Wasn't Me, Patrick Made Me Do It. Again, it's two sisters, this time from the north of Scotland, called Braticus. They've had a couple of singles out this year. This is the second one, just released, and the song's called Tokened. Again, I think the listeners, and especially Patrick, will really like this. And just as a closing note, it's for me to say, the reason you support Milton Keynes Dons, well, you were born there. Nothing better than that. Yes, they weren't a team when I lived there many, many moons ago, but they're there now, so that's where I support them. So that's all for me. So long, farewell, goodbye.
Locked in grooves and locked in grooves and locked in grooves and locked in grooves and